Morning, everyone. Good to be in church this morning. This morning, we're going to be continuing on our journey through the Gospel of John. And we're going to be going fairly soon to John chapter 8. So if you've got your Bibles with you, you might want to turn to John chapter 8. We'll be heading there fairly soon. And what we're going to be talking about today is the saving grace of Jesus. And this is something that actually, this message, I've really been wrestling with this message, if I'm honest with you, that it's been a hard one, and to the point where I was like, oh, maybe I just park that one for now and do something else. And I even said that to Ian on Tuesday. I said, I know I'm supposed to speak on this subject, but I'm fighting with it too much. I'm not sure it's happening. And then beyond that, though, it just feels like there's been so many confirmations from God that I need to bring this message today that I kind of feel the weight of it. But I don't want to, but I feel I need to. And I just want to tell you one of the confirmations I felt I had this week, just because it was quite funny in a way. There's been a number, but this one, I spoke to, I've got a Muslim friend, and I chat to him every now and then, get on really, really well with him. And there's a really good mutual respect that we have for each other and for each other's faith. And we will have discussions and conversations about it, and which is really good. I saw him this week and he had a sore neck. I said, oh, I'd love to pray for you. Is that okay? He said, yeah, of course. And he's there like this. And I'm praying in the name of Jesus for him to be healed. And I invited him to church. He said, oh, I'd love to come, but I'm busy on working. And I said, oh, I've got this situation. I said, this week, I'm really torn about what to preach on. And I explained to him that one of the things is that I maybe to preach on the saving grace of Jesus, and I explained the scripture that I'm going to use, and we spoke through that, and I told him the other option, and he was really listening, he was concentrating, and he said to me, that one about grace, you need to talk about that one. So I came away from that going, that was amazing. My Muslim friend is telling me that I really need to be speaking on the saving grace of Jesus. So I thought, let's go for it. And the reason I particularly share that with you, just it was an encouragement to me, but I think just to encourage all of us that actually it's really good for us to speak to people of all faiths and no faith about the saving grace of Jesus, because everybody needs it. So I really encourage you guys, look for opportunities to speak about the saving grace of Jesus. Yeah, does anyone want to hear about the saving grace of Jesus this morning? Excellent. Maybe nudge the person next to you and just ask them the question, do you want to hear about the saving grace of Jesus this morning? Just check that they're... Do you want to hear about the saving grace of Jesus this morning? Excellent. Sharon is on it this morning. Excellent. So we're going to get straight into the scripture, guys. So this is John chapter 8. We're looking at verses 2 to 11. And this is what it says. Early in the morning, he came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and he taught them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and placed her in the midst. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. So what do you say?" This they said to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. And as they continued to ask him, he stood up and he said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." And once more he bent down and he wrote on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away, one by one, beginning with the older ones, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go from now on and sin no more." Let's pray together, shall we? Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your saving grace.